So, of course, we didn't even discuss who was going to go first.
We suck. You go first.
Okay, so we're doing a special, well, this is going to be a special edition bonus episode of Love, Sex, and Magic. I have been asked and graciously accepted to collaborate with one of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah.
So cute. And this is basically just going to be like an introductory type of thing. You'll be getting to hear from Amira on my show once a month and hear from me on her show once a month. Yep. It's gonna be lit. it's already lit. We both got our hair out. It's happening. Like
so already. Real trip.
Basically, we're gonna like collaborate and I'm gonna like give deals to people that listen to these episodes on my business, on my website, for services and products. It just depends on how y'all make me feel with these comments, because if somebody else comments and says I sound like a phone sex operator, we're gonna have a problem. So
what?
Don't be, to all of Amira's listeners and watchers, don't be like my listeners and tell me I sound like a 1-900 number, because I don't like it.
Please don't do that to my girl. What the hell?
I think
I mostly have women, like I have a higher women audience. I think that actually listens to the show. So don't do that to my girl. I don't think that'll happen. Holy shit.
But yeah, we're just gonna like chit chat about each other, well, ourselves basically. Then we're going to kind of chit chat about things that we might just plan during this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was right with it. So I'm gonna say age before beauty and let the youngin go first. And she can't say no because she gotta respect her elders.
I got you, huh? Whatever. That don't stop me from hollering at my elders.
Wink wink.
Okay, y'all. So what's up? My name is Amira. I have the Amira Show, and for my next season coming up, I did hit up Bri Renee. I was like, I need some more flavor on the show. I need some more collaborators, partners. And we work together and see each other so much. I was just like, why the fuck not? I mean,
right.
The last episode we did was dope. So I'm just like, let's make this a monthly thing. It should be nothing off the tip. Like, it should be simple.
Right.
So yeah, I have my radio show. Been going strong now for 2 years, I think. Yeah, I think it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
We just go keep it going for however long it needs to go.
Right. As long as people are listening, you might as well keep putting the content out.
Right, exactly. I'm going to keep putting it out, and hopefully someone picks me up. So hopefully someone just stumbles across our pages, and they're like, we fucks with them. Can you join our network or some shit like that?
Right.
Manifestation. Speaking of today,
hello, Loudspeakers Network. This is for you. Because that's all the Black people, and it's all the podcasts I already listen to, so I'll fit right in. I am willing to move to New York for that.
Hell yeah! What do you mean? You'll get so many opportunities up there, plus they need all the spiritual help they can get.
Girl, a mess. So you have other things that you do besides the Amira Show that you have so politely not discussed yet. Like being an activist and out here saving the world one protest at a time. And your thing with the piggies.
Yes. Okay. That's true. So yes, Bri Renee did mention the protesting and activist work. So I pretty much snapped after the whole case with Breonna Taylor. I love Louisville like it's home. I'm there all the goddamn time. I have so much family and friends there. Louisville's like home. So when all that shit happened, I tried to go out and just kind of support. When the cops tear gassed us before curfew is when like it all happened. I was like, no, fuck all this.
Right.
We need all cops we can get because LAPD got us fucked up.
I gotta do something.
Breonna Taylor fucked up. So since then, I've been pretty obsessive with the movement. I am currently trying to get back my life, that balance, which is probably why I forgot about everything else. But That is true. I am a fresh activist, I guess. I am currently.
What better time than now to start? It's never too late.
It was now. I mean, I feel like there's no like wrong time to jump in, especially because it's about to be a fight for a very long time. So,
girl.
I haven't been on the streets as much because my attorney asked me to stay out of trouble since I got arrested. Mm-hmm. Plus, I feel like I can bring a little bit more value to the fight. So, I have been taking some back steps to educate myself a little bit more on the history of Louisville and just I plan on taking some classes and things of that nature, just to, anything to educate myself to
anything.
So this is fresh and new. I'm learning so much.
That's awesome.
It's very draining. I thank you so much for being there with me the whole step of the way. Y'all, Brune gave me this, is it called tourmaline? Tourmaline?
Yeah, it's black tourmaline.
Yeah, I lost it.
I will give you another one.
Okay, the third day in, I was like, fuck. I took it out of my bra because it was scratching me, and we were just chilling out the square, and I left it on the grass. I didn't have to try to look for it. I'm pretty sure it got cleansed that night and charged up because it also was a full moon, and hopefully whoever picked it up, they needed it.
Yes, because I was going to say more than likely somebody else found that and that's who needed it more than you at that time.
Basically.
If not, I got you because I got some black tourmaline pendants.
Ooh.
And I'm working on, I have them on chains right now. They have gold on them, so I have them on chains. And then I am planning to do a bracelet, like a Cuban link bracelet. Girl, I be in here creating. Now that I'm doing this full time, which I have not announced that to anybody, so y'all are hearing it here first.
Hold on.
Now that I am doing this full time, I have so much time to create.
Wait, you left your job?
Hell yeah.
Hell yes. Congrats.
Thank you. I just, you white know, people. Right. Basically, I was like, you know what? I have contacted HR about things and got deflected. I have watched other Black people that I work with contact HR about things because our management was refusing to do anything about it. And then they got deflected. And I was like, you know, this is not for me.
What you said.
I've got enough in the bank saved up to be good for a little bit. And then I've got pretty consistent orders, pretty consistent business. And then I'm working on other things that are going to bring me more business.
Hell yeah.
Wholesale deals, things of that nature. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this chance because what if? I don't want to get old and be like, what if I would have did this? So we're going to see. We're going to give it till the end of the year, see how it goes and go from there. But
I'm excited. What the hell? Yay. That's entrepreneurship though, period though. It's always about the risk.
Yes, you got to take the risk. To get but the reward.
I think the spike in people basically being like, fuck white people, I think that's definitely going to help you.
Yes, definitely.
So what better of a time than, you know,
the middle of a pandemic where I was an essential worker, not getting paid any extra. So, yeah.
Because we need all your spirit work. We need all
Right.
That's so dope. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm okay, tell me about the peak.
I'll take a shot for you.
Thank you.
All right. What else was I saying?
The peaky.
Oh, yeah. Activist work. And then I do have a t-shirt gig that I have not put any energy into since
that activist work.
But I am going to keep it around for when I do like have more time and money to put into it. And it takes a lot of energy to design those works. So basically, y'all, it's called Pork Paradise. I saw a poorly drawn cat and PacSun. I cannot remember what that company's name was. I just was like, is this all it takes? I was talking to my boot gang. Is this all it takes to make money? So I was like, I'm going to do the same fucking thing. I'm going to draw a pig, though, because I like pork. And then 2 years after that, I was like, let's actually do this. Let's get this running and stuff. So Pork Paradise. Paradise is spelled P-A-R-O-D-Y-S-E because it is meant to kind of be like a what is the word? I can't even think of it right now. I'm not like
a parody?
Yeah, parody. Thank you. See, you know my shit better than I do. Supposed to be parodies, mockery of current events and people renditions like that. I do custom work So if you shoot me a design or a thought, like a thought that you want made into that design, I can work on it. So you can go check it out, porkparadise.com, and see what I have there. There's a series going on. I haven't updated it yet, but every week I was putting out a design that would support quarantining during COVID. And all the proceeds or a portion of those proceeds would go to Metro United Way. Mm-hmm. They would go to Metro United Way for their COVID relief fund. So that is still awesome. On. Anyone who gets a shirt or any item or make a purchase, anything that's there under the Boring Teen series, because I do use a lot of pig puns. So it's Boring Teen. Anyone that buys anything there, those proceeds go there. But hit me up on there if you want to design. Right now, I don't know if I'm going to continue making designs because it takes a lot of energy. But yes, thank you for bringing that up. I do have my side gig.
You gotta give all the streams of income a fair shout out on here, because my listeners be buying stuff. I be getting DMs when I don't release on time. They be like, so when you about to drop the next episode? Because I need to know what's going on. And I be like, I have a whole astrology calendar on my website, y'all. Y'all don't gotta listen to me to know what's going on. Like, Google it. And like, now we want to know from you. And I'm like, okay.
I feel that. It hits different when, like, you telling us what's up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel loved. Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn now.
Okay. So I am Bree Renee of Love, Sex, and Magic. I really want a shirt that says I sling rocks because I so had started only as a podcast and a blog, and then talking about astrology, sex, spirituality, because everybody's always like, where's the sex? Whenever I'm at events, they're like, where's the sex? And I'm like, on the podcast?
What
the
right.
Like, what are you implying, sir? but I pretty much started my own spiritual journey maybe like 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. Started with astrology, I was like, oh, wait, it's 2020. started with like getting into astrology and more natural home remedies and natural hair and all of that. I had natural hair before it was the movement. My hair has been natural since like 07, 08.
Yeah, as well before the movement.
Yeah. So I just started getting into all of that stuff. And then I was like, I need to document this because I know other people that are interested in these things and they don't really know how to start. That's my main question that I still get to this day. It's like, where do I start? And I'm like, find something you're interested in. So I was like, I'm going to do the podcast. So I started the podcast I had a different podcast in 2016, but I started the Love, Sex, and Magic podcast in 2017. So I've been doing a podcast inconsistently for 3 years. and I opened my online store because I got tired of directing people to other people. And those other people were usually white people.
Right.
And I know that for us, especially to feel comfortable, we need to buy or hear it from somebody that sounds like us for us to be able to really relate to it. Okay. So, I opened my online store in 2018. I didn't make my first sale until last year, 2019. Nobody ever believes me when I say that. And I'm like, yo, like, I didn't make a sale for a little over a year. And I was paying out of pocket for my website hosting, all of that. And that just goes to show you consistency is key, because now, I really believe in my message. I really believe in my products. All of my shit's handmade. Mm-hmm. All of my stones are ethically sourced. So that's pretty much mostly what I do. I also do a lot of writing. I write for a couple different publications, including a music publication known as But Is It Dope Though. You can find it on social media under But Is It Dope Though on everything. I write for them. I do their feature pieces. So I get to interview different artists and do different things with that. And then this collaboration, I'm working on some wholesale deals for Love, Sex, and Magic. Finish up my yoga teacher certification sometime in the next month or so. So I'm going to add that under the Love, Sex, and Magic umbrella. And then I also will be finishing my Reiki certification this month. So I'll be done with Reiki this month, and then I'll be done with yoga next month. Yeah, girl, I was like, I can't go back to work. So I was like, I already practice yoga. I've been doing yoga on and off for like since 2010. So I was like, let me just dedicate myself to it now, that because my excuse for everything that I never do is I don't have time or I'm tired, because working where all the places I've worked, especially since I've been back in Kentucky, I'd be stressed out, and then I come home, I don't people a lot, so having to be on at work all day and then I come home, yeah, I come home and I just want to shut down. And I don't want to live my life that way. So, yeah. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this job. Fuck this job. If I'm going to succeed, personally, I know myself. And I'm one of those people where I have to put myself, like, I work better under pressure. I work best under pressure. So I have to put more pressure on myself for me to really dedicate myself to my business. So I'm super grateful that we get to embark on some of this journey together. I'm excited. I'm excited that our listeners are going to get to experience each other frequently now instead of every once in a while. I think that's going to be dope for everybody involved, us and them. Because I think we both have a lot of insight into different aspects of shit that everybody needs to know about right now.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so excited for y'all to be tuning in to us. Yes. So far, we are dropping the podcast every first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
So we're doing, every first Tuesday. Or
are we dropping it on Wednesdays because we're recording it on Tuesday?
Well, why was I, before we started, I was talking to my main thing. I was like, shouldn't we like record on Mondays and then drop it on Tuesdays if we're going to be like Tuesdays? So it's kind of up to you.
I kind of like Tuesdays as the day, that we record.
The day we record.
So we can definitely do Wednesday because my podcast drops on Tuesday. So that would mean me dropping two episodes on Tuesday. So either I can drop it Wednesday or Thursday, whichever one is better.
Let's drop it Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
Make it easier for you. Yes, y'all hear it.
I'm excited.
Like y'all said, we're going to be planning on the show. Every first Wednesday of the month, y'all. Make sure y'all check out our websites because our episode will be launched on there. Oh, I'm so excited. Yes.
Me too. Why? But I'm super pumped. Like, are you ready for everything to open back up? Because I am, but I'm not, because people are nasty, and they be, like, coughing and sputtering everywhere, and I'm like, you nasty, but also I'm tired of being in the house.
I feel that. I recently been like, man, I want to dance. Like, I want to go out and just dance. But
once every 4 or 5 months, I'll be like, I got to go twerk somewhere. I can't twerk in the house no more, and I have not been able to. I have not twerked since my birthday last year in November.
Damn, bitch, so, what?
And I haven't twerked in public since November of last year. And that was on the beach in Aruba and Curacao. So.
Damn, that was last year.
Yep. So I ain't twerked since then.
I remember those pictures.
Apparently a lot of people do, because that was the most views I've ever gotten on my story. My stories went, normally I get between like 200, 300, 400 views. Those pictures, I got consistently 1,000 views, every one of them. I was like, the power of the thirst trap. I'm going to start posting the thirst traps in between posts about my business and see what happens. And I've been doing it ever since.
you go, it works. It sucks, but you know what? Use the master's tools. So
yep.
concern. Yep. My most viewed YouTube video is like, it's over like 1,600 views. But mm-hmm. it was when we were at Nene's Pretty in Paint.
From you being naked.
Like, well, how about that?
Hey, people ain't shit. I swear to God.
There's no substance to that video other than just promoting pretty and painted.
Lord.
It's all good. That was all
good. That's fine. Like, we'll take it.
We'll take it. I mean,
that's why.
Whatever works.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do what you do. That's what it is. I'm going to start our OnlyFans. I'm doing topless yoga or something. I'm with it.
I think that'll be cute. I think people would definitely fuck with that. I've been wanting to do an OnlyFans, but I don't think I'll commit as much as I think I would. Like, I already tried to get a Patreon,
mm-hmm.
like behind like BTS footage of any time I'm preparing for events and stuff. But I just
I'm working on that, but I don't know what the fuck to put on it. I have one. I don't know what to put on it. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do behind the scenes, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that, and I'm like, well, I gotta get permission for people to record them. I got my background is trash. Like, I don't have time for any of this.
I feel you. That's why I was only gonna do behind the scenes with me and my crew, and I'm just like, that gets a little monotonous. I feel like, because it's always the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and then we go out.
So right.
I don't know.
Just probably a lot.
I know, and then they got options where you can interact with your people, and like, I don't know.
Oh, I can choose a background.
Oh, you can't. It looks horrible.
Why am I included in the background? I think it's because I don't have a wall behind me.
Probably, or like, you know how you're supposed to have, I don't fucking know. This one looks good, though.
If I can, like, add my logo on here.
Dope. Yeah, then you have to record, like, actual video of these.
I plan to have a YouTube channel. Oh, I didn't mean to leave that. I really do plan to have a YouTube channel. So
y'all heard it here again.
YouTube. Somebody hold me accountable, please. What? I said, somebody hold me accountable, please.
I'll hold you accountable. I got you. And for those who don't know, we're recording on Zoom, So Brie was playing with the backgrounds.
And my bad, y'all.
Whole face,
like, we trying to be professional. A for effort, right?
Right, A for effort. So, can you talk to me a little bit about Reiki?
Okay, so
I'm familiar with the term, but not for real knowing of what the fuck it is.
So for Reiki, it is basically more woo-woo spiritual mumbo-jumbo shit, as most people say. For real, I get the oddest looks and stares. But basically, Reiki is just a form of energy healing. It involves, and you don't have to get, I always have people, I don't like to touch people unless I know you.
Makes sense.
A lot of people are like very sensitive to touch, especially empaths and
that.
So hell yeah, I get it. So it does not have to involve touching, which is great, because I want to be able to use my gifts to heal people, but also don't touch me. So Reiki is basically just a healing that is through your hands. You're basically transferring energy that helps people to align and unblock their chakras. It is said to help with like physical ailments and things like that. But of course, I'm not a medical professional. Do not take my word for it. Right. I can help your chakras, but I cannot help your UTI. Like, that is what it is. Drink more water. But basically, that is what Reiki is. It's a healing technique. It is used by channeling energy into the patient, sometimes through touch, sometimes just by having your hands a few inches away from their body. Some people use crystals when they do it. Some people use sound bowls. It's a whole ass experience. And I am looking to provide that to I hate saying people of color because I'm Black. To Black people specifically, but also to people of color that may not have access to it. Just like when I said I wanted to teach yoga in the West End because there are no yoga studios anywhere near. I think the closest yoga studio to the West End is somewhere like downtown Story Avenue area. So that's at least like 6 or 7 or 8 miles away.
Yeah.
So I want to make these alternative forms of healing available to us, to people that don't have it anywhere near them, and to people that can't afford, like even if they can travel, they can't, people can't afford to pay $40 to drop into one yoga class, right? Because everybody wants to try it out before they do it, because most people are like, that's white people shit, and I'm like, you got to try it. And then they try it and they're like, I really enjoyed that. So I want to do yoga, Reiki, and meditation classes, or just sessions with people. Even if I'm just teaching you the basics over and over again till you learn it, I want people to have those tools in their shed of coping mechanisms and stuff, because as a people, we have to continue fighting this fight. So you need different tools to help you kind of come down from that when you're in your free time.
Very true, yeah.
Take your break. That can be a part of your self-care.
That is so dope. I agree. Because sometimes it's hard to come down off that, like, pull down that adrenaline and shit like that, and not always be so reactive and ready. I was just talking to my mom and my boothang about that shit, and, like, it, like, I didn't know how detrimental that shit is to your body, like, that chemical outpouring, like, of that adrenaline and shit like that.
Right.
Like, in the military, when you're serving, you either term out or age out, because that's how people go crazy, make pretty rash, terrible decisions. So I think that's absolutely important, especially with that educational part there. I think it's also important, like, through the revolution, Black people need to start working on healing as a community and not hiding and running away from addressing mental illnesses and things like that.
Exactly. It's always pray about it, or you know, therapy seen as like a weakness, or if you go to therapy you're automatically crazy. So I'm never going to say don't go to therapy. Yes, go to therapy, but also some people can only afford to go to therapy once a week, once a month, once every few months, because it's so expensive. And there are programs that you can get into that will make it a lot cheaper, but then you have to think about transportation, child care issues, just not feeling motivated. And so I want to provide people with things that they can do in the interim at home that don't take much time. I want to learn about the EFT, the tapping, and all of that too. But I have to do what I can do first. And I caught that yoga certification on, like, it's by Black people. They are Yoga Alliance certified. So I will be able to register with the Yoga Alliance. And they will also, like, help me find jobs and stuff like that, which I want to teach. I want to find a space to teach down here. And then I want it to be just the love, sex, and magic, everything. Even if I can't put love, sex, and magic on the thing, I'll put LSM, because my yoga is going to be under LSM yoga, because I don't want people to be like, love, sex, and magic yoga, what's that? I will not be teaching any Kundalini yoga, thank you. We're going to stick to some Hatha yoga, which is the nice, basic, when people think yoga, it's Hatha yoga that they're picturing in their head. I don't want to do hot yoga because I don't like being hot. Being hot gives me a headache no matter what I do. And then I don't want to do slow flow yoga because it's boring, but I don't want to do like vinyasa, which is kind of fast either. So
I have things in the works.
Yeah, there's like seven different kinds of yoga. There's like seven different kinds of yoga. Even children's yoga is different from adult yoga, but I don't like y'all kids, so I'm not teaching them.
Nasty. No, you cannot come in. I'm sorry.
Right. I don't want the germy
guardians and parents, and then they can handle it from there.
Yes. So, but that is Reiki in a nutshell.
That's dope. I'm really excited about your yoga certification. I think it's really going to do some good, especially for the West End, you know, where it's not as easy getting those. It's either inaccessible completely or just difficult as hell.
Exactly.
And stuff. And I think also with you doing the yoga and introducing those other ways to tap into your spirituality as Black people, we're very spiritual. We're so intertwined, and we just need to tap into it. And I feel like that's what everyone is so afraid of. Everyone who's not us. So I think that'll also help us get on track with our mental, and then it opens up other doors and other ways that we want to explore and heal and invest in therapists and things.
All
like
the things that we need right now.
Exactly.
That we need even more than we needed at first right now.
So this is divinity. This was no better time for you to fucking say sayonara to your job.
Right. It just, I think everything kind of aligned all at once, and it got to the point where my body was telling me that you don't need to bitch, go home. Like, my body was like, why are you here?
That's like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Waste of time.
And my, like, stress for me manifests as, like, physical pain. So I'll get back and neck pain and headaches when I'm stressed out. Which I would much rather just be angry and stressed out. But no, I'm stressed out and I'm hurting.
Yeah.
And once I get to the point, normally it takes me a couple years to build up to that. But I think as I've gotten older, for me, it's more of a...
It's less tolerable.
Yeah, like, fuck this job.
Your
I don't want
to
be...
Your spirit knows there's more you need to be doing. So your spirit's like, okay, bitch, I'm not going to keep telling you.
Right. You don't need to be here with these white folks. That's what my ancestors are like, bitch, go home. They're like, Brie Renee, please take yourself. It's time to go. I'm excited though.
I'm excited too.
I'm looking forward to see where the world takes me, where the universe takes me during this journey. But I have big things in the works. I am trying to find, like I said, I'm trying to find a space out. I know there's a co-working studio that's down here.
Oh, cool.
I want to see the space so I can know if it's big enough for me to host classes there. But I am going to start off with, like, early morning in the park classes down here, at either at Shawnee or Chickasaw. So nice. I would definitely keep any local, I'll keep any local people posted.
That'll be the only reason I can get up early as 8 morning.
Because I'm thinking of doing it. The sun rises now at like 6:30. So I'm thinking of doing it. Class needs to be starting either before 8 or right at 8, or it's going to be too hot. So I'm thinking about doing it maybe like on Saturday mornings or something. Early, or because I want people to have to work to be able to attend too. So maybe I'll do it at down here on Saturday mornings and at Waterfront on Sunday mornings. I saw a deal where I can get a bunch of mats for like, I can get like 10 mats for like $100. So I'm going to buy some little mats, set them up for people. I'm going to tell everybody to bring their own mats, but for people that don't have a mat, I'll have a mat for up to 10 people. So
you're cool.
I've got things planned.
I'm excited.
This was my next year plan, but I'm just doing it 5 months early.
Right. A little bit, because we ain't sparing no lives, so might as well, like, not even
I swear
out the game.
Might swear well.
I have just to let your listeners know, I don't think I went into depth about what the Amira Show is about. So the Amira Show focuses on this umbrella. I'm trying to keep it under this umbrella of love. Mm-hmm. With that focus though, I have like my focus on body positivity, self-love, just love, that aura of love of others and things of that nature. I do like to talk and chat about sex and sex work. I also focus on topics that have to do with our LGBT plus community. And what the fuck else? I think it's kind of it. Oh, I have a segment called Twerk Time.
My favorite segment.
Samosa, the official DJ of the Mira Show. We're currently working on the third mix now because we've both been out there protesting. I was hoping to have it prepared by the time this season started, which is season 5 for me. But just bear with me. There will always be a snippet posted on my website, theamirashow.com. And it will always, I always have a playlist. The whole entire playlist I post at the end of the season or whatever, whenever I'm ready to have a new mix. So you can always find that. Use that to your...
So you can help me do my Zodiac playlist then. Okay.
No. I need to help Brie Renee with her Zodiac playlist. We got you here.
Noted.
So the show is a pretty easy listen. I don't dive into too many serious topics. I don't really talk too much about current events. I'll use it as a reference depending on the topic that we're talking about, but it's just so much shittiness going on in the world that I just want to provide everyone a brief.
Yeah, like a release. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so that's pretty much what I do. Have articles, I attend events and things of that nature. Those any all content is found on that, on my website, theamirashow.com. I do have a couple of other collaborators and partners, which you do, if you do go on the website, you can click the top, which I have Brie Renee's logo.
Oh, she does. Magic
Company on there. You can click that and it'll take her right to her podcast page. I need to get it to where, do you sell through a website also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need that too. So I can make
Yeah, enough. I sell through my website, and then my website has a page where you can go to find the podcast. So,
So that's what I need. I need the actual website. So
yeah, I got you.
So that change will be made.
if they go to the podcast and they'll see the web, it's fine. But we can definitely get it switched over.
Whatever works, but I want them to see all your shit, not just, you know, just hear us. I do want y'all to hear us, but you know what I'm saying. I also am going to post it directly to my playlist of episodes too. So we got options here. We got options.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the Amir show. I don't want to say it like that. Like, that's pretty much the Amir show, but like
it covers a lot, but in a way that doesn't make it feel like it's work to listen.
Yeah, exactly. We're not trying to be overwhelming or anything. I'm vulgar as fuck, so it is what it is.
Does have a potty mouth. But I think your co-host balance you out with that.
Yeah. I always have to have my friends with me. My squadron is what I call them. They're usually with me on there and, you know, at events and stuff like that.
Yes.
Merchandise to come soon. This whole week was supposed to be a break anyways, so I had that pause between both of those seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I got caught up in protesting, so stuff will come soon, like stickers and shirts and shit, all that stuff.
Yes, I will hold her to it so we can get our merch, because I want my damn t-shirt.
I know. I gotta get you your shit, man. But all updates and stuff will be on the website and on my Instagram. I'm most active on my IG. It's at the One Amira Show, because it's the only one that matters, at the One Amira Show on Instagram. So I'm catching up. I'm balancing my life back out. So content will be consistent again. You know what I'm saying? Just when you caught up in the revolution, like, you just is what it is. I did apologize on my IG, Brie, but I was just kind of like, it's an apology, but I'm not really sorry, because I'm out here doing work. So.
Right. You are saving the world. I told you.
It's such a big, like, responsibility. You're saving the world.
But yeah, I mean, anybody that is putting in work, especially being on the front lines of this movement, which shouldn't have to be a fucking movement because it's 2020. Right. Anybody that's putting in work is saving the world.
You're saving the world too, though, because our mental, we ain't gonna save shit if Black people don't get it together.
right.
So I see you as saving the world too. Shit. One rock slanging at a time.
Right. I swear I'm getting a shirt and I wanted to say I slang rocks and have a crystal on the front underneath that. And then I want my logo on the back.
Because I don't want ignorant people, like, coming.
Right. They were like, what do you mean you slang rocks? Somebody's going to call the police. It's ridiculous. I can't.
We don't need that shit. What else we need to touch on? Wait, how long are we making these?
I feel like we shouldn't really go. My episodes are normally under an hour.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. That's quick to the point. I love it. Whereas my shit be so long. I'm like, bro.
Well, it depends. Like when I have a guest.
Yeah.
Depending on what they're talked about, it'd be long. But just me, I hit all my segments and I'd be like, all right, y'all, bye.
That's my struggle too. If I ever have to do an episode alone, I dread it because I'm like, oh my God, how am I gonna keep this going for an hour? There's some podcasters and people out there who have like 3-hour shows.
Mm-hmm. One of the shows I listen to is consistently 90 minutes, like an hour and a half or more.
Jeez, man.
Sometimes 2 hours.
But I'm a social person. I like to bounce off of people. It just works better for my flow. You feel me?
So is there anything else we need to add? You want to drop your social media?
So like I said, most active on Instagram, at the One Amira Show, because it's the only one that matters, at the One Amira Show. And then on Facebook, it's the Amira Show.
Mm-hmm. Twitter,
I think it's the same thing, at the One Amira Show on Twitter. And you can also find all of that shit on my website. So if you just go to theamirashow.com, every motherfucking thing is on there.
All of it.
All of that shit. Oh, I forgot to mention. I'm also selling sex toys, y'all, through Bedroom Candy.
Ooh, nasty.
I love it. Which is kind of like a hand toss. Like if you go on the website and also just click and purchase shit on there. But I'm a huge supporter of local. So as we know, one of my collaborators is with Nene at Night.
Shout out to Nene.
Yes, we love you, bitch. So, but that's just a heads up too. If you go on there and you're like, "Why are there dildos?" Because you can click on that and go get some.
So, of course, we fell victim to the Mercury retrograde shadow once again. So our recording got cut off, but I did want to again shout out to Amira from the Amira Show. We are going to be doing this monthly. We're going to record the first Tuesday of every month and then drop the episode on the following Wednesday. I'm super excited for this. Again, she said her social media, so please go follow her. And then, of course, I am Bri Renee of the Love, Sex, and Magic podcast. You can follow me on Instagram. It is Love, Sex, and Magic Co., all one word. And then Twitter, it's Love, Sex, and Mag. And then on Facebook, it's lovesexandmagic.co, just like the website is www.lovesexandmagic.co. Please hit me up. I do tarot readings. I do just about anything spiritual I have available on the website. I'm going to start doing yoga classes very, very soon. I want to do small group yoga classes. I don't want to do the big, huge groups. Maybe I'll do the big ones at the park or something, but I prefer smaller groups so I can actually help the people to learn things. So again, go check out Amira Show. Go check out theamirashow.com. She has all the good stuff on there.